Well, it's Podomatic Brian, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on some baseball. It's about time, eh? Get away from the hockey a little bit, and we'll talk about baseball for a while. Try not to spit into the mic, hopefully. Yeah, it'll come in nice and clear. Yeah, I've had this DVD for quite a while, and I've given it away to many coaches of baseball, and I recommend it for many people. It's called Hitters on Hitting, and it's pretty fascinating. They talk about the science of hitting. They talk about the sweet spot, you know, 7 inches from the end of the bat, where it doesn't vibrate, you don't feel it, you get all the energy of the bat, and it doesn't jerk around in the handle, and you don't lose any power. And of course you're going to hear that crack, kind of like when you're hitting a golf swing. And there's certain sweet spots that just sound so nice. Be aware, that's where you're going to get the power from. Be aware where it is. If you don't know, ask your coaches, but it's roughly 7 inches from the end of the bat. That's what you want to use.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging!
Nice smooth swing like Ken Griffey Jr. You smooth it out. He thought it was natural from his dad. He said his son even had the swing. It was a generic natural kind of swing, but it's smooth. And Tony Gwynn was saying that you get that swing down, then you decide, depending where you want to put the ball, because you're going to have to put it somewhere. You can hit the ball a little earlier, a little later. You can hit it right in the middle and put it over center field, but you want to learn how to do that. He kind of said it was like being a tennis player, how they get used to the tennis racket. He could get that with a baseball bat, and of course you practice it, but it's true. You can go opposite field if you want, and it has a great effect most of the time. So not only is hitting on hitters great, but they also talk about one of the best hitters who ever played the game of baseball, and that's Ted Williams. And what he had was a book called Science of Hitting. That's something that you want to look up. You want to see what you can find out about that. He also mentioned something that I just love. When you're swinging the bat that we were talking about, he believes that you had a slightly upward swing because the pitcher's throwing the ball down, so the ball's coming down a bit, and he wanted to hit it slightly up. I used to like doing that. I think it's an amazing way to swing a bat if you can do it, and just put it out of the park. I was a little bit on the pitching, and it's not so much tips for pitchers, but in a way it is too. You know, they talk about the pitching, and it's from pitchers, so it's interesting.
I just figured I was going to try something else to get him out, and I threw up a knuckleball, and of course he smiled, and he laughed, and he's just such a great hitter that you have to try everything you can to get him out.
They're predators, you know, they want to get at the batter, and they want to make his life miserable. How do they do it? Be aware, it's location. You have to have location as a pitcher, and they're going to use that against the batters, whether it be inside, outside, low or high. They're going to get to know you, you're going to get to know them, but they're going to use their location. And to make it even trickier, they're going to want the ball to move. They're going to want to have some movement on that ball. And if they get that movement, you don't know. The closer the ball is to you, the batter, the harder it is for you to react to it. And that's what they're trying to do. They want the ball to break at the last minute, but stay on top of it. Maybe get an early jump on it. But be aware that they're moving the ball around. They're changing the location. And lastly, the velocity. That one, you got to be very well aware of. You got to study those pitchers. Know if they're going to throw a curveball or if they're going to throw a knuckleball. You got to get an idea of what speed it's coming in. So what McGuire did and many of the other batters, Tony Gwynn too, I believe, they spent a heck of a lot of time in the batter's box. And it wasn't because they wanted to practice their hitting and swinging and everything else. What they want to practice is watching the batter. You're closest to the box that you're going to be in when you're hitting, and you can start to see the speed of the pitcher. You can see what he's doing that day and how it's going to affect you. And they're trying to pick up what he's using. When does he like to use his fastball? When does he like to use his curveball? So those are the things you have to study. They refer to it as students of the game. There's some good ones. It was really nice to see Vlad Guerrero in the Montreal uniform. It's hard to talk about baseball in Montreal sometimes, but it was really nice to see Vlad Guerrero there, and they talk about Dominican Republic, where he came from, and where, you know, they've done a good job with baseball down there, bringing out some real natural hitters. And another natural hitter, of course, was a Canadian guy. Gotta mention Larry Walker. He had a brilliant career, lots of hits, lots of home runs. They talk about Larry Walker in this DVD, and sounds like I'm promoting the DVD. Well, I really am, and I'm absolutely willing to lend out even my last copy here. If you're a baseball coach and you need something like this and you can't find it anywhere, I'm not sure if it's even for sale anymore. Hopefully it is. You can certainly borrow the DVD. I don't mind lending it out if you want the team to watch it. We use a lot of the video. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't use it in baseball. It's pretty exciting. It's just one hitter after another. Great names. Barry Bonds is there too. Of course, Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, and his big famous home run. So worth taking a look at. You're going to learn a thing or two about hitting, and hopefully this has helped. Hopefully my podcast has made you realize that there's no question. There's lots of information out there on becoming a better baseball player. Hopefully you'll be better than I ever was, and I enjoyed it tremendously. Can't say that I was a fantastic ball player. Caught, really enjoyed that. I've played shortstop, second base, third base, never enjoyed third base. But if you got to play there, you got to play there. You got to do the job, right? So hopefully all of you will have at least as much fun as I did, maybe more. Become a better ball player. That's what it's all about. So Podomatic Brian again. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast and you'll enjoy the next ones. Come to our site and hopefully you'll find many links.
Home run king Henry Aaron did it with pure athleticism and raw power. But there's another side to the story.
I don't know why they didn't think I didn't have to work. I worked very hard. You know, baseball was a 24-hour job to me. I tell you, at the end of the season, if I hit 40 home runs, who I hit those 40 home runs off? What situation was it? You had to study baseball. You know, you had to know what you got to do in your own place.
The one thing I noticed about Henry is that when he was on the on-deck circle, he was always focused on what the pitcher was doing. And I'm sure he was doing that in the dugout. So by the time he came to the plate, he knew what sequences you were going to use.
That's what it's all about. So Podomatic Brian, that's it. Talk to you next time.